Paul's exhortation to the Ephesians beautifully maps out for us that which is needed to guard ourselves against the evil of the age. We embrace the armor of God, because the battle that we fight and the battle in which we are engaged, as he so beautifully articulates, is not flesh and blood. It is not solely then in overcoming sin and temptation merely a question of discipline, a better organization of my life, a better control of my passions. Indeed, those things are true, and indeed those things should be accomplished. But as Paul beautifully expresses, we are fighting principalities and powers, the rulers of this darkness, the spiritual forces of wickedness on high. And there is ample evidence clearly indicating that these principalities, these powers, these sources of darkness are real and true. The way the world has changed so quickly, so rapidly, how things have digressed in the church so quickly and rapidly, is not just merely chalking it up to the confusion of prelates and popes and priests. There's something larger at foot here, something greater than merely our own discipline, our own native talents. And if we're going to respond to these realities, we must then arm ourselves with those things that will bring about God's power and God's might. Those very same realities that God himself has already used to conquer the evil one, these principalities, these powers, these rulers of darkness. What does Paul tell us we should do? Gird our loins with truth. Put on the breastplate of justice, live the gospel of peace, take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit that is the Word of God. Now, these may seem to be very poor implements of war against the principalities and the powers of darkness. But so it was thought when the Lord took up his cross. When the Lord mounted his cross, when the Lord died on his cross. At each of those moments, we know that his disciples abandoned him because they believed that everything had been lost. We know that those who sought his death mocked and ridiculed him because they anticipated that his power would manifest itself in some secular way. But we who are believers in that cross and the new life that was gained upon that cross, know that when he rose the early morning on the third day, he conquered these very powers, these very realities of darkness once and for all. Not in the manner that men would have conceived, but only in the way that God can accomplish. And as it was for the one that we follow, so it must be for us as well. Our lives must be steeped in truth and in justice and in peace and a search for salvation and the Word of God. I know we want to fix the problems of the world. I want to fix the problems of the world. I want to fix the church. But clearly, I am merely one man. And even if we all gather together, and even if we duplicate it, multiply it, and it continues to grow, we will still be fighting these principalities and these powers, these dark forces that are real and true. This doesn't mean we give up. Nor does it mean we cede the field as if somehow we have failed. Instead, we fight the battle with the things that have been given to us because they know that we will bring about the success that God intends for us. And all of these realities to which St. Paul gives attention are held together by the charity and the mercy and the love the Lord calls us to in the gospel. The wicked servant has his debt forgiven, but refuses to bestow that very mercy that he himself has received. How can we approach the throne of mercy through the sacrament of confession over and over and over again and refuse to forgive our brothers and sisters whose faults and failings and sins against us pale in comparison to those sins for which we are guilty because they offend God? The most difficult reality for us to live is the life of charity. I don't like my enemies. That's why they are my enemies. I don't want to be friends with them. That's why they are my enemies. And yet, my life of faith demands that I love them, that I be merciful to them, that I pray for them, and that I give them this word of God, and I approach them with truth and justice and peace and compassion. The very things I don't want them to have are the very things that they need, and I am compelled to give them to them. And it is truly in this way, brothers and sisters, that the world is going to be transformed. It comes about by embracing the cross. Because all of this, justice and truth and mercy and love and compassion and peace, they require sacrifice. They require that we first die to ourselves, that we let go of that tendency, that want, that innate natural desire to war against, on a purely natural level, those things that are warring against us. But God has called us to something greater. Because while we certainly live in the world, and we are natural creatures, by virtue of our baptisms, we also have become supernatural creatures. And therefore we have access to supernatural things to help us fight this supernatural battle. And so, as you go forth today, and who knows, you may encounter your enemies on the parking lot on your way home, in the traffic as you make your way there. As you begin your work week tomorrow, the people that you find difficult will still be there, and you will still find them difficult. But all of this that you have heard in Scripture, and all of this that comes alive in God in Christ, whom you are about to receive, compels you, not good social order, not a political correct society, not the fear of what men will do or won't do, what they say or won't say. What compels and motivates you only and solely is the truth of God in Christ, that mercy and love that you seek and desire, that you then are compelled to offer to others as well. This is not an easy task. It has never been an easy task. Our Lord himself wept blood and sweat blood in the agony that he endured in his garden. So we know that it is hard, but with God all things are possible, and so too this is possible. Take up the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, truth, justice, peace, mercy, compassion, and love. And then, well armed, go forth and defeat, as God has already done, those powers of darkness in your own life and those that exist in the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.